What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. This video, we're gonna jump right into it, man. Ever since I started listening to some of the stories of Allie Carter, I always get a lot of recommendations on YouTube with her videos. I think she does a bunch of live videos on Facebook as well. I'm gonna assume that's where most of these videos come from, her Facebook page, which I'm not aware of what her Facebook page is for those that want to continue to watch stuff on her. But every now and then, you know, I'll try and collect some clips of her talking about things to put on my channel. You know, I don't want to overdo it, but this time I heard two different clips of her talking, you know, going into further detail about some of the things that she has experienced in, you know, and the things that she has went through since she was a child. Now, a lot of this stuff has to do with the little ones, which is why I choose to expose it, because as she says, you know, it's about the little ones. And I completely agree. And I've always been like gung-ho about that topic, especially about all of the missing little ones that happen every single year in this country and all around the world. We all know upward of 800,000 go missing here in the U.S. every single year, whether they are returned or not returned back to their homes. The fact remains, right? So I'm not going to talk too much in this intro, y'all. We'll jump right into it. We'll use this video, you know, just to listen to what she has to say. And I'll come back and talk about it a little bit more soon, all right? Check this out.
If there's a round of kids, it's the trafficker. P. Diddy gets a round of kids. That, let's say that round of kids had Justin Bieber in it. There's contracts, okay? There's contracts for codes within that person. So they can take a remote and turn that person off. Britney Spears, when they want to. Lindsay Lohan, when they want to. Amanda Bynes, when they want to. Okay? So let's say there's a contract for Justin Bieber. When P. Diddy has a hold of Justin Bieber, he now owns half of those codes. If Usher had the same contract and trafficked Bieber out to P. Diddy, okay, Usher and P. Diddy now have parts of Justin Bieber's contract. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if one goes down, the other side of the code has to go down. If there's a property linked to that person, Kevin Hart, because they had something to do with the trafficking of Bieber, then their property will go down. Because there's a code to that property. There's a code to everything. Your social security number is like a code. Okay? But depending on the level of MKUltra, people have auctions for the codes on that person. So they can use a remote to them, like a TV, and shut them down, turn it up, use somebody else, change it whenever they feel like it. Bookmark it. Trust me. Trust me, bookmark it. Okay? I know it's probably not going to make sense right now, but bookmark it.
MK Ultra is used, but to get MK Ultra to take hold the way it needs to be, it has to involve satanic ritual abuse, extreme trauma, humiliation, just evil on a level you can't imagine. I don't care what you all think about Trump. I'm not sure what I think about Trump, but he is telling you the truth on a lot of things. You guys just don't understand what he's saying. When he's saying they're eating the cats and dogs, he's preparing your hearts and your minds for the fact that Satanic ritual abuse is about to come into the light in a big way. Voodoo is about to come into the light in a big way. Cannibalism is about to come into the light in a big way. All of those things linked to MKUltra. And it all links to trafficking. Once you have MKUltra in place, and once you've used satanic ritual abuse to link into the MKUltra and to program somebody, program the children, so you can use them as sex slaves or Delta assassins or whatever it is you want them to do, then the trafficking and all those things come into play. But you have to have the base and the foundation first.
Now, we all know a lot of that stuff her and her mom was talking about is very true, especially when it comes to MKUltra and trauma-based mind control. It's been going on for forever in the entertainment industry, the film industry, all across the board. Politics, all across the board. And I'm pretty sure even down to, you know, a lot of these people having sex slaves, even with the little ones, because it's a lot easier to split their mind with trauma-based mind control, which is why they torture them. They do all kinds of stuff in order to basically split their minds. That's the goal of MKUltra, outside of complete control of someone to do what you want them to do at any time. Reason I got Shia LaBeouf up on the screen, because he was a part of those as well that came from Disney, Nickelodeon. Y'all heard her mention Amanda Bynes, you know, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, you know, people that we've talked about on this channel that we know were, you know, basically MKUltra'd. They basically had mind control put on them as young teens. It even still goes on today. We know Kanye has been a victim of MKUltra and mind control. Cardi B has been a victim of MKUltra and mind control. So on and so on. I bet it's a lot of them. It's not just, you know, it's not these regular entertainers walking around that don't have any influence on millions of people. It's the ones who have heavy, heavy influence. Like, I'm pretty sure they got Kodak Black with some mind control as well. Gucci, that clone, whoever that is, that's MKUltra, that's split, that's mind control. Even whoever that is mind controlled. If that was some kind of conscious transfer, he's definitely still under MKUltra, because that's why, you know, his girlfriend handler treated him like a kid when he first got out of that federal bid or whatever he was in. It's like they had to readjust him to learn how to live again and be the person that he is portraying. So, you know, they are completely telling the truth, and a lot of people don't really talk about MKUltra that much anymore. All right, y'all, now real quick before we go into the next clip, actually, right, I figured it would be good to use this video to just go a little bit into the background of MKUltra. Now, we've done this in previous videos, but it's been a while since I've actually talked about MKUltra. So, you know, for newcomers, for those who've never really heard the facts, we'll get into it a little bit, right? I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to give you like a short summary. And so it kind of goes with what Ali Carter was talking about, right? Says the U.S. that was convinced that the Soviet Union had developed mind control capabilities, the CIA tried to do the same with MKUltra starting in 1953. What followed was an expansive program undertaken across 80 institutions, universities, and hospitals. That right there confirms the story of the little ones. It started in places where young teens and all kind of people, you know, they were able to have access to them. Each one carried out torturous experiments, including electrocution, verbal and sexual abuse, and dosing subjects with massive quantities of LSD. What's more, these experiments often used unwitting subjects who were left with permanent psychological damage. Unsurprisingly, the CIA conducted the project with the utmost secrecy, even giving it multiple code names. And when it finally ended in the 1970s, which was false, most of the records pertaining to it were destroyed on the orders of the director of the CIA himself, says today the public even has access to some 20,000 documents concerning Project MKUltra's mind control experiments. But even this provides only a small window into what is perhaps one of the largest and most heinous government programs and cover-ups in American history. Now, it says from the beginning, MKUltra's mind control experiments were conducted with great secrecy in part because the CIA was well aware of the dubious ethics involved. For secrecy's sake, the program's 162 experiments were spread out across multiple cities, college campuses, prisons, and hospitals. In total, 185 researchers were involved, and many of them didn't even know that their work was meant for the CIA. All of these dozens of settings, the primary experimental method often involved administering large quantities of various mind-altering substances in hopes of wiping the human mind away. Subjects were dosed with LSD, opiates, THC, and a synthetic government-created super hallucinogen, BZ, as well as widely available substances such as alcohol. Researchers would sometimes administer two drugs with opposite effects simultaneously and observe their subjects' reactions, or give subjects already under the influence of alcohol a dose of another drug like LSD. Now, this was all in the effort to split their personalities, to split their mind, to wipe away the existing mind and create something new that can be controlled, even turned into killers. And I got more on that as well. Now, like I said, one of the leading researchers and scientists was an evaluator for the Nazis. His name was Donald E. Cameron. This is him. But I'm sure a lot of y'all know that by now. They came over here and started and did a bunch of stuff for the U.S. in cahoots completely. They say he would drug patients and repeatedly play tapes of noises or suggestions while they were comatose for long periods of time, hoping to correct schizophrenia by erasing memories in order to reprogram their mind. This stuff was deep. You got to know, by 2024, hell, even by the year 2000, it was completely mastered on how to wipe a person's mind and control it the way that they wanted to. And this is probably where they got smart and were like, you know what, we're going to do this on our people who we allow to be famous and carry around millions of dollars. We're going to make sure they act the way we want them to act. They often targeted people who cannot fight back, which included drug-addicted prisoners, marginalized sex workers, and both mental and terminal cancer patients, and also the little ones, and also people who don't have a mind to this kind of stuff. People who are very naive get attacked by these people, and were attacked by these people. Says some of the subjects of MKUltra were volunteers or paid students. Others were addicts who were bribed with the promise of more drugs if they participated. And think about this. Now, untold numbers of MKUltra subjects were subjected to chilling abuses in the name of science. In one experiment, an unwitting mental patient in Kentucky was given a dose of LSD every day for 174 consecutive days. Whitey Bulger reported that he would be dosed with LSD, monitored by a physician, and repeatedly asked leading questions like, would you ever kill anyone? He later suggested that his murderous career as a crime lord was partially brought on by his participation in MKUltra. Even the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, may also have been involved as a subject in MKUltra mind experiments conducted at Harvard in the early 1960s. Another undocumented but suspected participant was the infamous Charles Manson, convicted of ordering a string of brutal Los Angeles murders that shocked the nation in 1969. Charles Manson had people in his circle that were later connected to the CIA, but the way in which he ran his cult by doping his followers with a constant flow of LSD was oddly similar to the kinds of experiments carried out by MKUltra. So this just lets you know. You know, it's not to say that all of the serial Ks dating back to the 40s, and by serial K, I mean, you know, those guys that took out a lot of people. You know, y'all know how the YouTube algorithm works. But anyways, it lets you know most of them weren't authentic, especially the ones where they're like, they never proved it or never could identify, like, the recent Netflix documentary with, what was he, like the Zodiac Killer or something like that. A lot of these people were MK Ultra patients. They were like turned into assassins. These were like experiments. That's why it went on for so long. Like today, they don't do it anymore today because you can't get away with it. They can't get away with it. Back then, there were no cameras everywhere. Technology was very low. DNA, you know, technology was almost non-existent. Today, they can't do that. They have to do it in another way. That's why I think a lot of it turned to celebrities, you know, and maybe today they still do because we still get these school shootings and things that go on. But back then, the serial case, you know, it was easy for them to experiment on people, experiment on the public by using mind controlled subjects to, you know, brutally murder 40 people, you know, and the police only find 20 of the bodies. It's like, okay, cool, we succeeded in turning someone into a killer for science, you know. And y'all, that's just what it was. A lot of that stuff was not authentic. These people were planted. These people were subjects of MK Ultra. So I just wanted to throw this part in here. You know, I thought just for context, it would make this video a lot better. So yeah, y'all, we'll go ahead now, get into this next clip with Ally Carter. I don't think this had anything. I don't think she was talking much about MK Ultra in this one, but we'll go ahead and end the video off, man. Check this out.
Before, but some of you have not seen it and some of you didn't know what you were looking at. I'm a survivor of abuse, trafficking, foster care, and so much more.
Okay, Ultra.
Ultra that has been since I was 3 months old. CPS reports are endless. CPS reports, even though they had bruises, they had proof. At one point, my surrogate was selling tapes to law enforcement from the back of her closet after she was abusing me and her other kids. You'll see a lot in the paperwork that it was evaluated out at 4 years old. It was the first time I was without drugs, without anything. That's the first time I was like, oh, okay. I was locked in a room because I fought back. And then after her and her boyfriend did what they wanted to me, they put me out in the driveway in Ritchie Canyon. Nobody did anything. When it was taken to court, it was evaluated out. At a very young age, I always thought, what is wrong with me? That stuff keeps happening to me. It's my fault. By 13 years old, I started to ask questions and I started to run. I started to fight back. I started to see that something wasn't right. I thought everything was normal for a very long time. Till about 13 years old, I was hypersexual after being so many times by my surrogate's boyfriends. In and out of problems. At one point, I tried to kill myself because I thought that was the only way out. I did everything because I was just like, there's no other way for me besides being somebody's puppet, punching bag, and slave. So I tried to kill myself. 14 and a half, 15. I ended up, with so many CPS reports, so many suicide attempts, so much that finally, after going to Canyon Ridge Hospital for over a month, they decided to put me in foster care. When I went into foster care, I thought everything was going to be fine. We were going to be good. I was going to go to school. I would be loved. I would meet a new family and live happily ever after. No. Jumped into things, went to so many foster homes, group homes, I lost count. Never stayed anywhere longer than 2 to 3 weeks, and never stayed anywhere longer than a month. Attended 19 high schools in 1 year in the time that I was in foster care. I graduated 2 weeks before my class. Thank you very much. Ha ha. I wasn't supposed to. I walked into a California school district with 12 units as a senior. And if you know anything about credits out here, or not out here, I'm not in California right now, but in California, in the US, I know there's some of you who are from different countries. Thank you, by the way. You need, I think, 230 or 260 to graduate as a senior. I didn't have that, and it wasn't going to work. And everybody kept telling me, I had one of my teachers from my school tell me I was pretty enough to become a cocktail waitress or Hooters, so I should just give up while I was ahead. I ended up graduating 2 weeks before my class because my mom pushed me, because I finally went home. But it is a long story, because I went from 15 years old to so many foster and group homes, to small trafficking, getting in a car, doing little stuff with people because they told me to, because I was very naive and just looking for peace and for somebody to love me. And then I went into elite trafficking. At 16 and a half, I was auctioned to Russia. At that moment, I realized I'm not coming back. I was sold to the man for a weekend, and I was supposed to go with him for a week. And in that small time that I was with this man, I was like, he hates Americans. And I didn't understand at that time. I was 15. I did not understand what that meant for people out of the country. I was taken out of the country while in foster care custody. Everything was different. The smells were different. The street signs, the doors, the walls, everything was just different. And I thought, like, God, if I could just please go back to the States, I swear I will get away from this man. I will figure something out. He treated me. I knew that if I was to spend more than a few days with him, I was lucky enough to come back, that he was going to kill me. So I ran from foster care, from Child Protective Services custody, went missing AWOL for a year straight. My pimps had a lot of police officers' authority in their back pocket. When it comes to Child Protective Services, there's no oversight. There is no boss. There is an ombudsman. That ombudsman of Riverside County Child Protective Services custody, I called, my mom called, people called, we put in reports, we put in emails. I talked to her at one point and told her everything that was going on. She said she would help, and then she disappeared and got taken out of her position a few weeks later after I contacted her. I always knew that every time I told somebody who I was, whatever connections are in my life, there's a lot of holes to my life as well, still I'm not sure of, but all the holes and connections to my story, I knew every time I introduced myself, somebody was always like, oh, it's you. And I didn't know what that meant. A lot of people knew me and I didn't know them. Nobody helped. People are quick to say that they will help. Money changes people. Promises change people. I've seen people, I've walked into a job, I've been high. I told them the truth. I'm 14 years old, I'm 15 years old. This is the truth, this is what's going on. And I've had people respond to me and tell me, you're the same age as my daughter, not for tonight. I've had people tell me some wild stuff on jobs. Treat it like therapy for their sick fantasies.